This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
She said, where'd you wanna go? How much you wanna risk? I'm not looking for somebody with some superhuman gifts, some superhero, some fairy tale prince, just something I can turn to, somebody I can miss.
Hi, you can turn to us. We are here to uncomplicate things. If you have reached the ceiling of complexity in your life, when all your time is filled up with activity, Jennifer, and you have no time to think, you can't improve your life because you have reached the apex of what time allows you to do. It's a trap. Get out while you can. The only thing you have to do is stay with this program. All the rest of the stuff is questionable at best, other than the take care of daddy's, daddy's business. People are so funny. Hello, welcome to the DJV Experience. Follow us on Twitter at DJV Show, at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, at C. Shillen, at Doug Steffen. Did you go to the Facebook page to see what I put there yet?
I did, and I want to know how come Cody is not adopted by you yet?
Oh, where is Cody? What's going on with Cody? I don't know where nobody's updated me. Cody is a bulldog. Isn't that the bulldog that
Cody's
a dog that you posted.
You posted this.
Yeah,
He's been in the shelter?
Yeah, yeah, because it doesn't fit. I'm trying to help the dog get he would not be a good fit here with me. But
really?
How do you know?
Yeah.
Because I know.
He's so sweet.
But there is stuff that is that the thing that's what got more of you? I posted the thing about the bulldog, I think, on Wednesday or Thursday, if I'm not mistaken.
We stop for dogs here when we look at your page.
Yes, we do. We stop for lots of things. Somebody was, speaking of stopping, somebody was so appalled at the admission last Tuesday I admitted to driving 92 miles an hour and getting stopped and talking my way out of the ticket.
You rebel.
Yeah. Somebody sent me the National Safety Council's defensive driving course that I should take. I think I'm very defensive. And by the way, that really, without being facetious, that's the kind of driver you need to be. You cannot
you
be
know what's
an
funny.
Offensive driver. You need to be a defensive driver. Know what's going on all around you. Yeah, what's funny?
I was trying to think about any time that we may have shared a vehicle together, and I think the only time we ever did, Bob Decay was driving. I don't think I've ever driven with you, Doug. I don't know if I can even comment on your driving, but I know Victoria can because she tried to keep up with you.
I'm a very good driver. I'm an excellent driver.
I
think she described it as bat out of hell. Was that what you, was that the terminology?
Well, it was very Clark Griswold. We just kept going in circles, and Bob Kay was in my front seat with me, and both of us were making lots of Clark Griswold jokes. Look, kids, Big Ben, Parliament again. We just kept going around in circles.
Well, I had very important things. My friend Jim Bohannon and I were in my car. We were talking about very important things that were going on in our world, and we needed to straighten them out, and so a couple of wrong turns were taken. What's the big deal? No big deal. But it really is interesting. So I dug out my old... Remember I said that I was going through files to do my income tax, and I was looking for things, and then I remembered that I had a file that I haven't looked at since 1999 that was aimed at helping people understand how to get out of a game plan for beating an unfair speeding ticket. It was a whole system that was developed by people who had been in law enforcement who knew, you've heard me say this before, and some people scoff at it, when I say that the major reason for police officers with radar guns out in the highway isn't for safety, it's to collect money. They are revenue enhancement officers. They are not there for your safety. And so... This, I hear us with
us. I was just wondering what counts as an unfair speeding ticket.
Yeah, weren't you going 94
miles an hour?
That wasn't necessarily about me. I was going over the speed limit. But then there's the other, this may sound very arrogant, but, yeah, I know how to drive. And driving at 92 miles an hour, for me, is not a It's not something that's unsafe as long as I keep my eye on what's going on all around me. In Europe, Germany, there are no speed limits on the Autobahn. You can drive
fast.
How
often, honesty time, do you distracted drive?
How often am I distracted as I drive?
Uh-huh. Because I would imagine the number's pretty high.
You just admitted to never, not ever having ridden with me, so
but I said I would imagine.
Imagine.
Right. But I followed you about conference calls and other phone calls.
Correct.
Taking place
and
while
I
you're driving.
See you fiddling with the radio, singing
like
"Baby Love."
This is an attack on
singing
the host
baby
of the program.
Love. High at the top of your voice, I can hear that.
I open up the windows and I sing with a lot of the music. If I
could hear a lot of phone calls, I could hear. Oh, how does this stupid cell phone work? I hear some of that.
Mm-hmm.
I feel disrespect.
No, I'm just asking because I will tell you.
You know, I'm just going to say, you overuse that word a lot. I mean,
disrespect?
A lot. Yes. Like, it's way overused.
That's so.
Distracted drive, honestly,
she said in a disrespectful tone.
Probably 40% of the time.
Uh-huh.
I'm being honest. I'm distracted when I drive 40% of the time.
Yeah, that's realistic. I mean, we all have so much going on in our cars now that, you know, the phone or the Waze or traffic or, you know, changing channels. I mean, it's true. And especially for you, Doug, I mean, you just admitted that talking to your friend had you so distracted you drove in circles. So I don't know that you have a really strong argument here.
Well, but that doesn't mean because there's one incident that that's the way it is all the time.
So what's your number? Side with Jen on this.
I'm just asking what your number is. I was honest.
I feel
40%.
Like I'm being attacked. I won't use the word disrespect. I feel like I'm being attacked.
Oh, you are not. Give it up, please.
Such a wuss.
Imagine if you were a distracted driver. Just give me a number. Come on.
And the number that you want is what?
I don't want
like a percentage.
Number. Just how often, if you were to honestly look back at your body of work over the last year in your car, how often are you distracted when you drive?
I think that's a difficult thing for me to assess. That would from someone who was who was in the car with me to observe.
What was that we said last hour about someone protesting too much?
How much am I distracted? It would depend on whether it's a short drive or a long drive. What's going on?
I've been involved
this weekend. I have been distracted and distressed a great deal because it's a political weekend. I'm trying to visit people and share with them my reasons for them voting for voting for a city rather than the town government we have. And what really distressed me was that I got a message loud and clear yesterday that if I wanted to get things through town meeting that I need to get through this spring, that I better be quiet about my feelings.
Right.
Yeah, right. So that did distract me. Am I distracted by other things? Yeah.
The radio, the phone. How often?
That's all.
The phone, I'm on the phone a lot.
20% of the time, 100% of the time.
You got to give it up, Jen. You're going to get an answer here.
Well, I'm just trying to think. She's putting me in a position where I'm actually thinking about it. I haven't really ever thought about it before. How much time do I spend on the phone? It would depend. If you were asking Meredith that question, if she were in the car, she would give you a different answer than would I. It might be my answer would be 40% of the time. There's a distraction. There are things that are happening in the car that I pay attention to in terms of what's around me because I'm very observant. But do I have other things that are going on? Yeah. The advent of the cell phone is anathema to me. I got along just fine without a cell phone for a long time. I did my business when I was not distracted by driving, but now the tool is there, so it's not really my fault. Somebody else gave me this tool, and I have to use it. Does everybody expect me to answer a call? Where are you? Why didn't you answer the call? Why didn't you take my call? Why didn't you respond? Send me a text. So you see, folks, I'm just an innocent victim of technology. I have become a pawn at the hands of the people who really want to control my life. And it's a sad reality, and I hope the same thing is not going on in your life.
I know.
And
I'm exhausted. I'm so exhausted.
Fact or myth? If you get a speeding ticket, you deserve it.
If most of the time, fact. Yeah.
Really? What about you, Victoria? You say fact or myth?
Well, luckily, I've never been pulled over for speeding, and I've never gotten a ticket.
No.
Yeah.
Seriously?
And I drive fast.
You're not
I really
living.
Do. Like, honestly, though, like, it's a miracle. I think I'm just good at being cagey and ducking behind other people, but, yeah, I mean, I'm amazed.
You have radar detectors. I used to have radar detectors.
My dad does still, but I don't know if that really works. I've never had that.
Nah, it doesn't work. They used to work, but now they've made the police radar so... the technological advancements are so specific and you know, just, you can't really beat them.
Right.
And by the way...
I just remember every time we pass a grocery store, the automatic doors would set it off. I'm like, wow, way to go, Dad. You got one.
That's right.
Oh, my God. Well, you know, I've seen a picture of Kara's father. I haven't seen a picture of your father. I know Jennifer's dad and I are great friends, so I know, but I don't know what your father looks like.
I'll have to post it. Kara's he looks exactly like me. We look like twins.
Really?
Yeah, I look exactly like my dad. Like, my mom had nothing to do with it.
Doesn't wear a bra, though, does he?
No.
No. Like you. You mean talking about from the neck up, he looks like you.
Yeah.
You look like him. Yeah. All right, so anyway, back to the radar here. The radar technology that is used, you can break it down because there's a calibration. This is a hint for those of you who are wanting to get something and want to pay off after all this conversation, this nonsense of me being accused of being an irresponsible driver. The payoff for you sticking through this is if you get a speeding ticket, what you want to do is ask the officer for proof that the radar gun was calibrated before he got your number.
They love
most
that, by the way.
Of the time.
The officers are going to be super excited when you ask that question.
Most of the time they haven't done it, and therefore your case gets thrown out. If you want to always beat a traffic ticket, ask for the calibration record of the radar gun that you that the officer used to grab you and nab you, and they will 99 times out of 100 look at you with a blank stare, not even know what you're talking about. But the requirement of the law in most states is that the calibration be done so you make sure the radar detector is as accurate as possible. All right, so is it worth all of the stumble bumble through the conversation to get to that?
Oh.
I hope so. Yeah,
I don't know.
I ought to beat the ticket. 19 past the hour with the DJB experience.
The wrong boot will make your work suffer. Take Yeti. That's his forklift with the front wheels hanging just over the edge of the loading dock. And that is a big bead of sweat dripping down Yeti's face because he's pretty sure if he moves, this whole thing is going to go further south. Sure will be interesting when everybody gets back from lunch. When your feet hurt, your work suffers. So get the Timberland Pro Disruptor Worksheet. Anti-fatigue technology and a 30-day comfort guarantee. Timberland Pro. Visit your local Timberland Pro retailer to get a pair.
Hey, it's Alan Taylor here. I want to tell you about a brand new video series I'm co-hosting with my buddy Scott Duffy. It's called Business and Burgers, presented by Microsoft. The show travels across the United States, and we're in search of the best burger in America and a side of great business advice, too. Business, sports, celebrities, and food collide in an interview-style format with noteworthy entrepreneur guests sharing the secret sauce that it took to build prosperous, game-changing companies. Follow us online on YouTube, social media, and at businessandburgers.com. Go check out our new video. It's up right now. On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
Napa Know How. The Napa Bucket is on sale for $2.99. It's engineered from high-quality plastic, and it comes with a metal handle to make it portable. You're probably thinking, that sounds like any old bucket, but it's not, because regular buckets don't get you 20% off almost anything you put in it. So pick up a Napa Bucket today and get 20% off the parts you need. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, minimum 3 items. Some exclusions apply. Offer good while supplies last.
Hey,
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously
grow your business?
Whether it's a new business,
a part-time income,
or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success
for free.
Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite.
Go to secretsignite.com.
That's secretsignite.com.
Get your free copy now.
Go to secretsignite.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
It's called the Deep State. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep State was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
John, the musical news. Mama, mama. Elton John has had a profound impact on Ed Sheeran's career. And apparently this goes beyond the musical influence. Sheeran is one of Elton's clients, signed his Rocket Music artist management company. And according to an interview he did with Rolling Stone, he has offered plenty of words of wisdom, that is Elton John, to Ed Sheeran. This is why he said, quote, I wanted to start a management company to say to these kids, I've been here, you need to do it this way. I can help you because I am who I am. And apparently Ed Sheeran has been very grateful. Among the pieces of advice Elton has given to Ed Sheeran, from helping him choose singles to telling him to take Taylor Swift's offer to open for her Red Tour, Elton also told Ed to go away in 2015, which he did. Elton said Sheeran was so everywhere in 2015 that he called him up and said, Ed, even I'm sick of you. Go away. And he did that. He went off on a trip with his girlfriend, had a great time, put on a lot of weight, ate food, and came back. You were asking about that, I think. Weren't you? Weight that he gained, didn't you say he was up and down on weight?
We did do a story. He put a lot of weight on, and he drank a lot of beer and ate a lot of food and just traveled around for a year. Yeah. And apparently Elton had warned him, don't put weight on, because Elton said he also, you know, Elton tends to fluctuate too.
Right, yeah. So tried to get it off, man, once it's
there. Yeah. So he said, luckily, he got rid of the weight just in time for the new album to come out. He looks great now.
Good. Well, it's nice, though. It's an interesting connection, isn't it?
Huh? Yeah.
Get right down to the brass tacks of it. Sinead O'Connor in the musical news. Every hour of the program, we have a focus on music here, and usually two or three stories, including this one today of Sinead O'Connor, long period of inactivity. She's back and apparently making a lot of noise on Facebook, Victoria.
Yeah.
Latest update is she's living in an apartment in New York, getting outpatient treatment from a hospital to help her deal with her emotions. She took to her Facebook page to talk about the trauma program that she's part of, her various medications, how she's been misdiagnosed as bipolar disorder. I don't have any attachment to a particular outcome, she writes. I just wish after 13 years this new program will settle
ethically and carefully on a proper set of diagnoses and give me the right treatment. She blogged about how she doesn't plan on going back to her native Ireland because it's toxic for her well-being. She said, quote, "There's nowhere I can go outside my house that I won't see something to trigger my mother, my father, my being a kid, everything being very scary. I get so agoraphobic there in that house. I can't leave my room, never mind the house. I feel safe here in America. Nothing reminds me of anything bad that has ever happened." So she really, you know,
she's
we all wondered
rough
about
time.
Her.
Yeah.
And her state of mind, the way she looked and things that she did, like rip up a picture of the Pope. That didn't do her career any good. Speaking of careers and how well they're doing, Mariah Carey paid tribute to George Michael during her appearance at the Dubai Jazz Festival, where she performed a cover of his hit ballad, One More Try. While the show took place a month or so ago, she just shared a high-res photo from her set at Flashback Friday. Mariah covered the song for an album called Me, I Am Mariah. The elusive, is it Chanteuse album?
Chanteuse, yeah.
Soon after his death, a note honoring the singer was posted on Carey's website. Quote, "George Michael was an original. He changed music and his music changed lives. We'll continue to mourn the loss of an incredible artist and a friend, but his music will keep us smiling and dancing forever." So that's Mariah on George Michael. Nice to hear those words. 28 minutes after the hour here on the DJV Experience.
Everybody wants a good night's sleep, right? Parachute bedding makes modern bedding for a more comfortable home. If you want the sheets that are the best, these are the best for the best night's rest you can possibly imagine. Parachute offers a 60-night trial. That means that you test your sheets for 2 months. If you don't love your new bedding, just send it back. No questions asked. They donate these returns to Habitat for Humanity. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping. This is the most comfortable bedding. I'm not kidding. This is really fabulous. Parachute's bedding is 100% natural, no harmful chemicals, no synthetics, and they give back. They donate life-saving malaria prevention bed nets to those in need through the United Nations Foundation Nothing But Nets campaign. Percale bedding, sateen bedding, soft and smooth like no other cotton you've ever felt. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping on the best bedding in the world.
Listen, this whole do-it-yourself thing is fine for some projects, but when it comes to window coverings, not so much.
Tell me about it. I did some do-it-yourself shades that are best described as uneven and twisted.
Yeah, I've seen them. That's why I'm going with Budget Blinds.
That's a style and service for every budget people, right?
Yeah, and that is for real. Budget Blinds has no surprises pricing and a no-questions-asked warranty. The best in the business.
No surprises pricing and a no-questions-asked warranty?
No-brainer, right?
So Budget Blinds comes in, measures everything, orders for you. Then they install it all?
It's a beautiful thing. And now you can get up to $500 off on Signature Series window coverings.
Another no-brainer. Number, please.
855-BUDGET-BLINDS. Or go online to budgetblinds.com.
Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS and get the experts to do it for you at a price that fits your budget.
Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now.
Offer good on selected products at participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Some restrictions may apply. Ask for details.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me, so I was relieved to find that treatments for some forms of AMD are available, and research for additional treatments is underway. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no. Wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, four-season sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Session. School bells ring. And children on the air again. On the air with the three friendliest folks you could possibly imagine. All ladies of the day. Jennifer Horn, Curry Keelan, Kara Schillen, and then the Dougster is here to put a focus on the weather. But remember, as we talk about the weather outside, which you can't really control, think about what's happening inside. What's your destination today? Is it what's happening inside of you that's most important, or what's happening around you and outside that's most important? My guess would be that what's happening inside to you is what's most important, because you can't control the weather outside. You can control what's going on inside of you. So with that, hopefully positive spin on things, especially Monday, set the tone for the week. It's cool. But the tone for the week has been set by all of the disruption yesterday in Louisiana. Wow. The mobile homes again getting attacked in Breaux Bridge, Louisiana. Lady and her daughter died. Hurricane force winds. I saw 183-mile-an-hour wind. In a situation like that, where there's no protection, hard to survive in these circumstances. And the state's on high alert again today. Stay off the roads. Keep your cell phones charged.
and listen for the severe weather alerts. I heard a story last night at dinner. There was a tornado that blew into western Massachusetts the week before last. Not many people heard about it because it just came, you know, in these really warm, at this time of year, as the warm air clashes with the cold air. And one wonders why it doesn't happen in the fall, because the same sort of thing happens, only in reverse. But it's the warm air clashing with the cold air that causes tornadoes. Think about this. Rather than the cold air clashing with the warm air. I don't understand that meteorologically, but that's what happens. Think of, isn't that interesting? When you think about it, cold air clashing with warm air does not cause tornadoes, but warm air clashing with cold air does. It's what hits what from what direction, apparently.
It's weird. It's kind of like when I was in grade school and, you know, I went to Catholic school, so they would say, Christians are not Catholics, but Catholics are Christians. And it was like, whoa, mind blown.
Yeah.
Is it like that? Is it like that?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is like that. Anyway, let's see. There was a tornado 180 miles an hour. It blew through parts of Arkansas and Mississippi under the threat of tornadoes again today. But it looks like the bullseye is on a lot of Louisiana. Heavy, heavy, heavy rain. These huge hail balls, like the size of a baseball. You know what they do to the cars and the windshields? You can get a 6-inch. There are some of these things that are 6 inches wide. What does that do? It hits your car. It's coming out of the sky at 100 miles an hour. Dents the roof of the car. Smashes the window. Really? Pretty serious stuff. Anyway, the tornadoes, and I'm looking at some of the other situations here. There's a lady's name I was talking about, 38-year-old Francine Gotch and her 3-year-old son. Those are always tough. No, I'm sorry, this was a daughter. Anyway, the point is that this is not a place you want to be going into today. It's not a place that you'd want to spend any time. This is a tough season of the year for weather down there, and our thoughts are positive as to how people and families make it through. When you see some of these towns, they're in the middle of nowhere, and they just get completely wiped out. The whole town gets wiped out. I began to tell you the story about this tornado that hit here in Massachusetts a couple of weeks ago, and this family has a farm in, I think it's out in Williamstown, which is on the New York, Massachusetts, and Vermont border. And this family had a huge barn, beautiful barn, that was attached to the house. And they were going to have a wine tasting in the barn that night. It was a Saturday night. And they decided, nah, they wouldn't have it there. They'd have it in the house. So they moved everything inside because it looked cloudy. It looked like it was going to rain, and they didn't want to have people going in and out, even though the barn was attached to the house. So they're in the house having the wine tasting, about 80 people in the house. And the storm, they can hear the storm, but they don't really hear how close it is. Do you know that tornado came in and completely flattened the barn and didn't touch the house?
Wow.
Flattened the barn.
It's
and it was attached
so
to the barn.
So precise tornadoes
yes,
can be.
That's the point. Yeah, you got it, Victoria. Very precise. Wow. Imagine, put yourself in that position. What do you feel like after, you know, especially if you had a couple of glasses of wine, Jennifer, and you're like, well, what's all that noise out there?
Right now, look outside, your barn's gone.
And it's gone. Whew. Speaking of things that are going, gone, Mayor Bill Blah Blasio says it's time to do away with Rikers Island. And if that happens, it'll be the end of the Law and Order franchise, because where would the Law and Order franchise be without Rikers? What you don't know is that there are 10,000 inmates in Rikers. Huh. And the people who are at Rikers have not been to trial yet. That's what knocks everybody's socks off. I was trying to think of something that was comparable to this in Los Angeles. Jennifer and I can't.
That's like a holding? So they're using Rikers as a holding facility?
10,000 people are waiting to go to trial on offenses committed in the five boroughs of New York. 10,000 people.
This is one thing I agree with de Blasio on. This is, I mean, $13 million just in injury and death lawsuits from jail assaults alone while these people are waiting to go to trial. I mean, this is ridiculous. It's costing the city so much money.
How can the system be so backlog. How much criminal activity is actually going on in New York? Do all these people need to be there?
There's well,
all kinds
probably
of questions
not, yeah.
about this. But, yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But it will cost the city billions of dollars if they close Rikers. And but it would seem to me it would smarten people up as to how the system is working. I think New York is
See,
waking up to this.
I don't understand why you would close it. Why wouldn't you just fix the system? I mean, that's just so ridiculous to close down
right.
a jail because everybody is always inevitably complaining about prison overcrowding.
Yeah.
Why close it down? Why just get the system right? Get these people out in and out of there. I think the goal is to have a jail for each borough. So, like, if you commit a crime in Queens, you go to a Queens, like in L.A., don't they have the different counties have the jails, right?
It's all L.A. County.
It's L.A.
They kind of want to do it like that. How realistic is that, though? Because who's in these gentrified areas in Brooklyn? Are they going to want to have a jail built?
Jail next door in there.
No way. That sounds great, but it's never going to happen. People fight that tooth and nail.
There's nothing on Rikers except Rikers. That's
right.
it. It's like prison island. It's like Alcatraz. Same thing. So, wow. But imagine that many. That's the thing that startled me was the number of people that are waiting to be tried for offenses. That 10,000? How do you have a system that works that badly and have any respect for the system at all? And no wonder Dick Wolf went to Chicago.
Yeah.
Man. All right. Let's see. Do we have time for... people in the news, or do we need to do? I probably should do the food news, right? Food and farm news, and we get to the people afterwards. And first things first, the situation in your body that can use a little bit of color. I just did my Super Beats shake downstairs. The antioxidant principles of Super Beats. I was explaining this to a friend of mine. I gave a couple of packets to my friend Charlie, who visited me over the weekend. He was talking about trying to find me. I told him how to find us on TuneIn, go to CRN or iHeart or whatever, how many different places, Blog Talk Radio, you can find the program. And then he said, well, what kind of commercials do you do? And I told him a story about Super Beats. And he looked at me and says, does that stuff really work? Come on. And I said, yeah, it really does. And I gave him a packet for him and his wife. So I'll see with him. I'll see him tonight. I'll see how it worked. It's an antioxidant. It's a detoxifier. It is safe. It has anti-cancer principles to it. Not principles. What's the word I'm looking for?
Properties.
Properties. Thank you. I think you're reading my mind. Cellular rejuvenation. All of these things are part of this terrific little vegetable called a beet. Non-GMO beets are grown for Super Beets. They are cooked, then they are dried, then they are powdered, and you get a canister a month of Super Beets. Take a teaspoon of it, put it in a 400-ounce glass of water or a smoothie, drink it. Jennifer does it. Victoria does it. Kara does it. Different times of the day. If you use it in the morning, you won't need any caffeine, no coffee, because this gives you the all-natural start to the day. Nitric oxide, which comes more prolifically in beets. Mother Nature loves you. And she proves it by producing these beets. Have all this nitric oxide. You take that, opens up your arteries, makes your blood pressure normal, and takes care of getting the blood to all the microvessels, gets it to your muscles, to your brain, all the important things, energy and stamina. This is the way to live life to the fullest. It really is. And there are all kinds of properties, as I said, in here as you read the book that you get. With your first order, get started at DougLikesBeats.com.
Everybody wants a good night's sleep, right? Parachute bedding makes modern bedding for a more comfortable home. If you want the sheets that are the best, these are the best for the best night's rest you can possibly imagine. Parachute offers a 60-night trial. That means that you test your sheets for 2 months. If you don't love your new bedding, just send it back. No questions asked. They donate these returns to Habitat for Humanity. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping. This is the most comfortable bedding. I'm not kidding. This is really fabulous. business. Parachutes Bedding is 100% natural, no harmful chemicals, no synthetics, and they give back. They donate life-saving malaria prevention bed nets to those in need through the United Nations Foundation Nothing But Nets campaign. Percale bedding, sateen bedding, soft and smooth like no other cotton you've ever felt. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping on the best bedding in the world.
If you know the value of good machines, then it's high time we got together. We're Bailey Industrial, builders of metal and woodworking equipment, hardworking machines for hardworking people. We stand behind our equipment and make sure our equipment stands behind you, offering you the after-sale support you need to keep your shop running smoothly, which means making sure you have what you need when you need it, typically shipping within 72 hours or less. So whether you're a fabricator or manufacturer of metal or wood products, go to Bailey.com or call 920-MACHINE and we'll send you a catalog. That's right, friend, over 400 pages of what you love most, machines. So whatever you're looking to build or manufacture, do it with Bailey Industrial, the company you can trust to give you the equipment and service you can rely on. That's B-A-I-L-E-I-G-H, Bailey, because if it's worth doing right, it's only right to do it with Bailey. So call 920-MACHINE or go to Bailey.com now and pick up your free catalog.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Yes, Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and our food news brought to you by Tasty Lee Tomatoes. What a fantastic, fantastic, fantastic opportunity for you to get the best without having to pay extra for it from the folks at Tasty Lee Tomatoes. These are certified tomatoes.
What does that mean? Certified what? What does that mean?
American Heart Association.
They're not
says,
crazy. No.
Yeah, you're crazy if you're not using them, if you're not eating them. That's the thing. Take it from all of us. The way to have health is to eat the best. Talk about super beets, non-GMO beets. These are non-GMO tomatoes that taste actually like you grew them yourself. Just the right mix of sweetness and tanginess. Taste is very good. The ladies will tell you. Stamp it. Yes.
Delicious.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm.
So for a healthy, happy life, nothing better than really good food. And juicy, garden fresh, tasty Lee tomatoes are a great way to get onto that bandwagon. So if you're into the best that life has to offer, keep your snack supply filled with the fresh and healthy snacks that you make from Tasty Lee Tomatoes. BLT, Tasty, you can do that. All kinds of healthy recipes, as a matter of fact. Fresh ways to go at tasty-lee.com. So you can order them and they'll ship them to you. Package them, ship them to you at tasty, with an I, -lee.com. Or you can find out where to get them. Most of the grocery stores have them. They can tell you on tasty-lee.com who has them, or you can go to your favorite grocery store and say, hey, can you get these? They can order them in, and you get them. But you probably get them fresher and faster by having them shipped to you. Check it out, and they'll probably be less expensive than buying them at the store, too. Nothing better than Tasty Lee Tomatoes. Tasty with an I, -lee.com. So Gordon Ramsay has revealed the one thing he'd never eat. He said that he would never eat. Did you see this?
No.
Airplane food.
Oh, really?
Never. Huh. He says, there's no blanking way I eat on planes. I worked for airlines for 10 years, so I know where the food's been. I know where it goes and what happens to it long before it gets on board. So if you're hungry, buy the food before you get on the plane. That's basically what Gordon Ramsay.
That's gross. Yeah, right? That's gross. Yeah. Ooh.
Sounds gross. He's got a restaurant at Terminal 5 at Heathrow. Maybe a little business going on to promote himself there. 10 before the hour.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Evidence indicates that these devices can dislocate and loosen, causing severe pain, and may require additional revision surgery. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement and suffered a dislocation and loosening requiring requiring a revision, call 800-598-0696. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Act now. For more information and a free consultation, call 800-598-0696. That's 800-598-0696. Again, that's 800-598-0696. Call now.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
About 53 minutes after the hour, I'm Doug Steffen with a visit now from my friend Uri Geller, who is always here with good reason, the author of any number of books. Sean is a great book to read. Ella is a great book to read. And speaking of great books to read, there's one published this week in which you have a prominent part, Uri, Ann Jacobson's new book called Phenomenon. How do you play into that, and what's the book about?
Okay, first of all, Annie Jacobson, who lives in Los Angeles, he's a finalist for the Pulitzer Prize, which is really a major thing. And she has been many times in the New York Times bestsellers lists with her books like Area 51 and The Pentagon's Brain. But this book is basically about the secret history of the United States government's investigation into extrasensory perception and psychokinesis. These are subjects that are kind of always rubbished, and skeptics try to debunk it. And not in this book. This is a fascinating book. It's basically the definitive history of the military's decades-long investigation into mental powers and phenomenon from, way back from the Nazi era, where she writes about how Hitler and Himmler were all into the occult, and they tried to influence the world by honing certain psychics and develop superhuman race. It's really amazing. The book is about the team of scientists and psychics with top secret clearances. Of course, I was one of them. And this is for more than 40 years. the American government has researched extrasensory perception, which we didn't really know about, and they were doing remote viewings using attempts to locate hostages, fugitives. They were trying to locate secret bases, downed fighter jets. The government tried to divine other nations' secrets, and even to predict that, listen to this, to predict future threats to national security. And this is so mind-blowing. It encompasses the intelligence agencies and military services involved, where the CIA, DIA, NSA, DEA, the Air Force, the Army, and even, believe it or not, the Joint Chiefs of Staff. So it's just mind-boggling. And the question is, who did the U.S. government hire for these top-secret programs? Well, you know that I was one of them. But in this book, she explains everything, the military, the intelligence work, and the big question again, how do scientists approach such enigmatic subject matter?
Yeah.
What's the most interesting is that what really interested the government in these supposed powers, I know that these powers are real, the question is it continuing? Is this phenomenon still occupies the minds of CIA and other agencies, and are they still operative?
And the answer is?
Yes. Absolutely. Except today they don't call it psychokinesis, they don't call it telepathy, they kind of call it intuition, more science, more scientific words are included, and so forth. We have to use these talents, Doug, because, you know, terrorism is raging all over the world, and we're really worried that one day terrorists will be able to build a nuclear weapon in a suitcase.
Well, there's a lot of that. I don't like fear-based thinking, as you know, but there is a lot of that sort of thing. So just for the heck of it, who are some of the other people that you – I know you're in this book. By the way, it's called Phenomenon, Annie Jacobson. It'll be on the best-selling list, I'll bet, this weekend on the New York Times site. So who else is in there that we would know?
Well, the she reveals so many names. My gosh, I couldn't believe it. One of them was a high officer in the CIA called Kit Green, who tested me from Langley, Virginia, secretly, of course. I didn't know it was CIA, and I was in Palo Alto, and he asked me to read his mind. He was holding a book, and he asked me to tell him what he was looking at, and I did it exactly correctly. I even mentioned the name Architecture, which he had written on with a black marker on that page. The book has this, you know, the supernatural, the Buharic story, skeptics and the U.S. Yeah. Army, quasi signs, the Soviet threat. It goes on and on. I really urge you to get this book. It's a very thick book.
Annie Jacobson's book.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.